This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the very special, we made it, Alex, episode number 100 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. We'll round of applause for ourselves. If no one else will, we'll clap for ourselves. But Jay and Robert, they're in the background, they're clapping. We're here, we made it. And boy, do we have a treat. What an incredible movie. Now, I know we talked about this on our live show. I feel like we could have planned it better. I feel like we could have planned what we reviewed on the 100th episode better. But as such, we are reviewing and continuing with our bad action movies, The Last Witch Hunter, starring Vin Diesel. Now, Alex, have you seen this was a first time watch for you.
Yeah, I'd never seen this before.
Okay, so we reversed. Last episode, I hadn't seen the movie and you had. Now this episode, I have seen the movie and you haven't seen it. So first time watch, I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about it. Very excited to get your point of view. But before we do that, of course, you already know, we're going to give you some box office numbers, some good old Rotten Tomato scores, and then we're just going to have a little casual conversation about The Last Witch Hunter starring Vin Diesel. Okay, because, I mean, when you think of witch hunters, is Vin Diesel not the name that comes right into your brain? It's got to be him, right? Okay, yeah exactly. All right, how did this do, Alex? How did this do in the box office?
You know what? I could say not that good. All right, okay. So here we go. Witch Hunter from 2015, domestic, $27 million. International, $119 million, on a worldwide total of $146 million, on a budget of $90 million. And guess what? Opening night, it made $10 million.
So it did really good overseas for some unknown reason, and not amazing here. Probably with marketing, I would bet it made like $1 million. It probably either broke even or barely made anything. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't like to get ahead of ourselves. We don't like to get ahead of ourselves. So let's just give you some Rotten Tomatoes. Now, you guys know when we're doing these bad movies, I like to give the reverse scores because the critic scores are usually abysmal. And that's why we're reviewing them. This one is the highest. I'm going to let you know now. This is the highest of the ones we've done so far. Audience score is 43%. So not high, but close to 50. I mean, that's almost half of the people, right? Not terrible, you know, to me. Because when you're looking at the audience score, it's usually like 100,000 people versus like 100 critics. So, but critic score, 18%. So not very good, but compared to Speed 2 at 4 and The Last Airbender at 5, this is Citizen Kane. So this is review wise, it's much higher, 18%. So what do you think?
It's not bad. And I think I know the reason why they got these scores. I think we could figure it out, but... this is going to be really interesting discussion because I really don't know where we're going to land on this scale of reviewing. But yeah,
I own this movie. And if you remember last week, I said I liked this movie when I saw it in 2015. So I saw it at the theater. And then when it came out, I bought it because I was like, oh, I kind of like that movie. Now, this is my first time watching it since 2015. I bought this steelbook, never put it in. So I don't know. We'll see what happens now, Alex, as you get to go first when I'm the host. So please let us know what you thought about The Last Witch Hunter himself, Mr. Vin Diesel.
All right. So Vin Diesel, his character was very. All right. Let's just put it this way. Right. I like movies like this. Okay. Same. And I'm going to be honest with everybody. Movies like this draw me in. I love the witch hunter style of movies. Anything that has to do with witches, a guy that fantasy. Hunts them. Yes, like Van Helsing and all that crap. That's up me. Okay, I love fantasy. This is it. Now, when it comes to Vin Diesel's character, I liked his character. The character himself, I liked. The actor, no. So that's what I mean to say. Like, I think the character was very, very good. I thought it was a very good. It has some flaws here and there. Again, I'm not a script writer, but I felt like there was some flaws here. But I felt like Vin Diesel was miscasted in this movie because I think if it was another actor, this movie would have been 10 times higher with another lead. Whether it's Henry Cavill, if you want to throw him on it.
I don't know who else. I have a guy in mind. When I go, I'll tell. Urban. Okay. Carl Urban.
Yes.
Would have been an amazing Last Witch
Hunter. Yes, him. Amazing. Yeah, you know what? Carl Urban. Yeah, I will say that. But look, with that said, for the character, because we're talking about lead character. For the character, I gave him a 4. I think he was a really cool character. I love the whole, when he walked into the room with Elijah Wood, and yeah, it was like spells, and he figured out, I loved it. I said, this is it? I was like, it drew me in.
Yeah, fair enough. So full disclosure, I am also a fan of sometimes crap fantasy films.
Yes.
I don't care. I don't like all of them, but I'm a sucker for these kind of movies. And there are plenty of these modern, because this is like a modern fantasy film. Plenty of these that I like, but I know they're not good. So there's sometimes where you have to acknowledge, hey, this ain't the best, but I'm entertained by it. Vin Diesel, not just miscast, supremely miscast. he is great in the opening scene when he has the beard, mm-hmm, and he looks like a Viking, you know? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. As soon as he has to be that person in modern times, does not work. He's not that guy. He's not that, you know, because at this point he's been alive for, what, 600 years or something like that?
800
years. Yeah, he's been alive for 800 years. So he has money that the church people pay for all his, he got like a super sick New York high-rise apartment. He's just not that guy. He's not. He's dumb. He's Riddick. Vin Diesel can play the tough guy well. It's the other part that's just like, what? It's just not, it didn't work when he has to wear like the black shirt with the open, you know, his chest show. I'm like, nah. So miscast. I also think the character is interesting. A character who was alive, was a part of like a witch hunters. I guess they'd be equivalent to like, maybe think of something like a knights, old knights, you know, but they hunted witches specifically. And this witch curses him with eternal life. Like he's never going to die. And I won't go into more of the plot, but there's a reason why that he's lived all this time. It's cool. It's a pretty cool premise. You know, he's literally the last one. Everyone else died on the mission and they all died over time. And they just kept him because he can't die. He could take a beating. He could get thrown around, break his hand, break his neck. He won't die. So it makes a lot of sense. I gave him a 3 only because I think I just can't separate. Like Vin Diesel is not the right guy for the role. But it could have been really, really cool. Also, it seems like a video game, right? Doesn't it seem like a video game storyline?
I was going to say that. Yes, it does.
Seems like a video game. But anyway, okay, that's besides the point. All right, what did you think about the main villain?
The Witch Queen.
Yeah.
Okay.
She looks like mud.
I liked her when she was on screen. And that's what I was going to allude to.
Yep.
When she was on screen, it felt like we were playing a video game. It felt exactly like a cut scene in a video game when she came out. And I loved it. It drew me into the movie. I'm not lying to you. I got sucked into the minute she came out. I was like, this movie is starting off right for me. Because I love movies like this. Whether it's corny, it's not corny. But the problem is, she's not in the entire movie. She's in the beginning and then she's in towards the end. Now, did she command the screen? Yes, she did. I thought she commanded it very well. I'm not talking about commanding like an Oscar award winner, but I mean, when she was on screen, she was wrecking shit. And that's what I liked. I said, oh yeah, she's really good. I gave her a 3.5. I thought she was really good. I know some parts were CGI because this whole movie is CGI. But when she was on screen, she was very well. She fought Vin Diesel. It's just like a video game, like we were talking about. So I liked it. I thought the Witch Queen was awesome. I thought she should have been more into the movie, some way that she incorporated her getting into the film as a modern girl.
Yeah.
But she's like playing like the devil's advocate. You know how like she could manipulate people, and then she like uses Vin Diesel so she could take away his inborn ability. Like something like that would have been awesome with this character, but from what we got, 3.5.
And we're not far apart. I gave her a 3, and it would have been higher. There's a couple of things that could have raised her up. One, if she was not some random person who just looked like mud. Okay, like if she had a character, like if she had a proper face, a proper, I don't know. I don't know who this person was. Like, I feel like they could have cast an actual good, you know what? The girl who plays like the kind of love interest girl in this movie, she would have been cool. Like I like her. Rose Leslie is her name. She was on Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. She would have been cool. She has the look. She could have played the kind of evil queen lady, but no, it's just some lady. I don't even know who it is. So yeah, a 3. She is formidable, which is always a plus, right? She's not just like easily killed. Even in the beginning, her and her minions, they wipe out like all the witch hunters. And really him too. Like, she could have killed him, but she chose to make him live forever because she could have just killed him right there. She stuck her hand inside of his body and everything. And then when she comes back at the end, she was still tough. She was tough. She did fight. She wasn't scared. She was not a coward, which is always good, but could have been better. I gave her a 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Action scenes.
I like the action in this. Now, the action sequences. The thing is, again, I think this is where it hurts. Because Vin Diesel is not an action star. So for me, his character felt a little bit flat for me. But I felt like if it was someone else harnessing that sword, we would have got a really good fighting sequences here. Now, you got in the beginning when he was a Viking, you got that sequence, which was pretty cool when he turned his knife into a fire. I thought it was really good. I thought the scene in the bar was okay, but it wasn't as much because he was in the memory world because he drank that potion. It was okay. Now, the sequence, again, there's not much action in this movie. It's only in the beginning, and I believe at the end when he fought her for the final time. I thought it was really good. I was like, all right, this is cool. But I felt like Vin Diesel, again, is a miscast opportunity here. And I think that's what hurt this movie was the action scenes, because I think you could have added more into this movie, especially someone that's called the Last Witch Hunter, which, you know, could have worked if he's walking around New York, you know, raising havoc.
Too much hunting. Not enough.
I totally agree. It's in your name, but you don't use it. But anyway, action, I gave it a 3. I think the action was good. I don't think it was great, and I don't think it was perfect.
Fair enough. I didn't really like the action in this movie. I liked the opening. I thought it was really cool. Like, I still think it's really cool. And then nothing action-wise happens until, like, the very last act. He fights the one guy who uses his, like, magical powers and, like, makes glass and he breaks through it and he breaks his hand and all that stuff. But, like, there's not much. And it's so dark. All of the action's really dark. Now, this director, Breck Eisner, he did a movie before this that I really liked called The Crazies. It was a remake of an old George Romero movie. I really liked The Crazies, but it's a horror. You know, it's a horror movie. And you could tell he kind of... This is not a horror movie, but it has like dark elements. Obviously, it's about witches, but the movie's too dark. When you're gonna mix action, I don't know. He just didn't shoot it that well, in my opinion. Too dark, too dimly lit. And I do think Vin Diesel's a good action star because I like the Fast and Furious movies. I like him in XXX, especially the Return of Xander Cage, whatever. I like him in that movie. That's a crap movie that we got to do at some point, but I really like it. I think it's entertaining. So physically he's good, but the problem is like everything else about it. This is not his style of action. I'll put it that way. This is not the one for him. I gave it a 2. I think the action's one of the weaker aspects of this film for me. Yeah. Okay, storyline.
I like the storyline. I think the storyline was good. I'm a sucker for these type of storylines. I thought the storyline worked very well. I thought it was a really good storyline. He's a witch hunter. They gave him immortality when he was going to kill the witch. Plot twists, which worked very well in this movie. 2 plot twists that came into this movie, I thought worked very well. I did not see them coming at all. And I thought it was good. I think they landed it very well. I think, again, Vin Diesel didn't work for me in this script. So I think it hurt the script because of Vin Diesel's acting. That's personally me. And I think that's what happened with the box office. No one took it seriously because it's Vin Diesel. Whereas if it was someone else, I think it would have been a way better movie. And I think they would have made way more money. I gave the script a 4. I thought the storyline a 4. I really enjoyed the world that they build here. I enjoyed I enjoyed the world. I love the video game aspect to it. I love the whole magic demons and witches and I love that stuff. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is literally, and I wanted to save it more for this part. This is a video game storyline.
Yeah.
You're a character. You're in the old times. You get cursed for immortal. They fast forward and now you're in modern New York. You can do open world and you're going around trying to find witches and kill them. This is a video game storyline. Now I'm torn. And when I'm torn, I always tend to just kind of fall in the middle. I gave it a 3 because I also like the story. I like the basic premise, the witches. I love the secret, like secret world. The what are they called? The cross and whatever, where they are like these priests that like follow him around and they have to record everything. And then when they die, the next one comes in. And by the way, Michael Caine is in this movie. That was, I forgot. One of the best actors ever. Michael Caine, Elijah Wood. It's a good cast, except Vin Diesel. And so like, I like the storyline of this guy who's lonely, but they didn't lean into it enough. You know what I mean? Like, They could have really leaned into him being alone and alive for 800 years. Because you remember, there's the one part where the girl's talking to him and she asks him about his wife and his daughter. And he says their names and he's like, I haven't said their names in a really long time. But that's all you get as far as like his attachment to them. It could have really dug into like this character. Gosh, his family died 800 years ago and he never had another one. He never had another wife. He never had another kid. That's lonely existence. His only friend is whoever the priest is until they die, pretty much. And so they could have done a few things more, but I like the base premise. The execution is the problem. So that's why I gave it a 3. It's good. It's a good idea, especially for a modern fantasy film. Execution. All right. What is your overall?
It's going to be a shocker. Overall, I gave this movie a 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed this movie. And again, I wasn't, if you take out Vin Diesel, I would have been all up in, I was like, yo, man, why didn't I see this in a long time ago? Because of Vin Diesel, I'm like, oh, it hurt the damn movie, but I can't hurt the movie because of Vin Diesel. I enjoyed every aspect of this. Again, you're talking to someone that loves Van Helsing, and I know a lot of people hate Van Helsing.
Oh, I hate Van Helsing.
Yeah, but I love it. Yeah, I love the damn thing. I'm like, you know what? I love it for what it was, and I like all the gadgets and you know, all that stupid hunting witches, and that's what he did. Hugh Jackman can't go wrong, right? If Hugh Jackman was the last witch hunter,
he would have been good, too.
Oh, my God.
He would have been good, too.
Oh, yeah. I would have been all up in it, right? I would, you know what? Make this into a franchise. But I gave it 4 out of 5. I enjoyed myself. This is a video game put to life. Sucks that Vin Diesel's the main lead. But you know what? Maybe this could be a reboot of a movie. Maybe somewhere down the line, they decide to go, hey, let's give it another shot with the Witch Hunter and get an actual real actor to start it up again. But I got a 4 out of 5. I like this.
Yeah, maybe so. Look, I said I liked it, bought it, and then I watched it again. I didn't hate it. I just, there's just certain things that were more glaring, but by my scores, I mean, the action's the only thing I gave a really low, like a 2. I gave it a 3 overall. I 6 out of 10. I think the movie for me, I would probably rank it as a guilty pleasure because I do think there's a lot of issues with it, but I enjoyed it, you know, for what it was. It's an hour and 40 minutes. There's magical powers and mystical powers. And Elijah Wood, I do like Elijah Wood a lot. I'm a fan of his. I know you mentioned the plot twists. I didn't love his, but also this was my second time watching it. So knowing that it was going to happen, I was just like, they could have done something else to build towards it a little bit. You're right. It is surprising the first time. It does come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But since I knew, it was just kind of like, it didn't work as well, but that's okay. I still liked him. I like Michael Caine. I like the mystery, but just spend a little too much time on like the detective type stuff, you know, like searching for this guy and who's it. And also, is it just me or did they didn't utilize, for having a big budget, they did not utilize New York City as a location. Everything is in these little hallways or like little back alleys or like basements, right? Like except his apartment, everything seems small.
I agree with you. I think that's where the movie misses Mark. Whereas John Wick was really good at using New York because they used a lot of landscapes. But one thing and I do agree with you on this, though, one thing they should have utilized more, which got me really into the movie more, is him using a lot of the powder to investigate the rooms. Right. Yeah. When he goes, is this magic? He turned on the lighter. He blew his breath on the window. I thought that was on the airplane. But even in the room where Michael Caine supposedly died. That scene, I thought we were going to get more of that. Him putting powder on the floor or some stuff. And you know what's funny? This, and I don't know, maybe you could say yes or no, but this movie reminded me of Constantine. Like a lower budget of Constantine.
It's in the family. Yeah. It's in this. It's the same type of movie. Yeah, no, I don't think that's far off. Yeah. Honestly.
I think Constantine is a better movie.
It's better.
But
that one has style. This doesn't really have style. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Francis Lawrence gave Constantine a lot of style. Like, it has visual style, and it uses L.A. very well. Mm-hmm. Whereas this movie does not. If you're going to put your movie in New York, use New York more than just going in a couple old buildings and a bar. And, like, it just felt small. And also, they needed more, like, henchmen. Like, he needed more to fight than he got. It could have been bigger. Maybe that's the point. Maybe if it was, like, a little bigger, it might have been just a bit more fun. I would have gave it a little higher. But I still liked it. 3. So what is your total points?
18 and a half.
I have a 14 out of 25. Now, that doesn't seem super high. But I mean, it's a bunch of threes and a two. So, you know, this is not an amazing movie. I probably would lean towards the audience score of the 43. You know, I'm in that range. Like, I do think it's pretty good. I don't think it's as bad as the critics think, but it's not good. And a simple recast and a couple more extra little bits, this movie could have been really a franchise starter, to be honest.
I agree with you. And one thing I got to say is that the fact is that we went through three movies that were bad, right? We went through Speed 2. We went through
Airbender.
And then what was the other one?
This one.
Oh, and then this third one. So we went two.
We have one more.
We got one more. So far, I enjoyed this one way more. Like, if you go, which one would you want to watch again? I will watch this again. Like, I will literally watch it. Airbender, I will never see again. Speed 2, I will never see again. This one
is the first one that I didn't dislike.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think this should have been under the worst of whatever. I enjoyed it.
That's why we do it. This is the first of the four. And that was the goal. Maybe there'll be one or two that maybe they're just not as bad as the critics said. This is the one so far. Mm-hmm. And we have one more. So next week we have the License to Kill, Timothy Dalton. And then our last in our bad movies, which is Rollerball. I don't know if you've ever seen Rollerball.
Nope.
It is directed by an all-time great action director, John McTiernan. If that helps at all, I don't know. But he's made Predator, Die Hard, Die Hard 3. Like, he's done some great movies and Rollerball. So we're going to review Rollerball. And then after that, going into November, just to get you guys ready, 5 weeks in November, we're doing all five Underworld films through that month. And then for the non-franchise, finally, one of the all-time legends, we're tackling Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. So very excited to see my boy Arnie. We got five from all different. There's like 80s in there, 90s, modern. We cover the whole Arnold.
Yeah.
The whole Arnold. We're going full Arnold on in November.
Arnold presses people.
Vampires and Arnold. That's the theme of the month. So keep an eye out for all of these upcoming episodes.
Yes. Before I close this out, I would like to say thank you to everyone that's been listening to us for all these 100 episodes. I hope you guys are enjoying what we're putting out every week for you guys. And again, we're returning back to live streaming November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Levels of Geek channel. Again, if you guys want to hang out with us for an hour of your time, please subscribe to the channel. So once we start going live, your notification bell, boom, you know when we're on those Mondays. But with that said, if you want to follow Nate over on Instagram, please follow Nate at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys Podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. And of course, if you guys are not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, please head over to youtube.com/Levels of Geeks. Hit that subscribe button. And of course, if you enjoyed this video, hit that like button. Hit those notification bells so every time reviews drop or, again, once we go live, you guys will be notified. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.